Goods transporters across Pakistan have called off their nationwide strike, following successful negotiations with provincial authorities in Karachi, bringing relief to a business sector strained by 4 days of disrupted trade and logistics. The strike, which began earlier this week, was sparked by the Sindh government's implementation of stricter vehicle fitness regulations. The enforcement led to a backlog of thousands of containers at ports and warehouses, significantly impacting the country's supply chain and raising alarm among traders and exporters. The regulations were introduced in response to a sharp increase in fatal traffic accidents in Karachi, many of which involved heavy vehicles such as dumpers and water tankers. Following talks on Saturday, Karachi Commissioner Syed Hassan Naqvi confirmed that the transporters had agreed to cooperate with the government's safety measures. Transporters Association have assured of their full cooperation to the provincial government and divisional administration in rectifying faults in heavy vehicles in due course of time, Naqvi told Don.com. In a statement issued by the commissioner's office, it was announced that the transporters would submit weekly reports to the Deputy Inspector General of Traffic Police and refrain from operating any road-unworthy vehicles. Impounded heavy vehicles will be released immediately, except those who are in very dilapidated condition, for which the release of impounded vehicles will be made after furnishing of affidavit. That vehicle will not be brought on road unless cleared by motor vehicle inspection, the statement added. Transport Goods Association, TGA, President Tarak Gujar said authorities acknowledged the transporters' demands as legitimate and granted a 6-month timeline for implementing reforms, including improved vehicle inspections. He noted that the government has increased the number of motor vehicle inspectors to 25 and committed to hiring an additional 25 to address delays in issuing fitness certificates. These inspectors will visit their offices for the issuance of computerized fitness certificates, Gujar said. In a bid to address long-term safety and congestion concerns, the TGA also proposed relocating warehouses from central areas like Sadar and Tariq Road to the outskirts of Karachi, as well as dedicating specific routes for heavy vehicles and reserving lanes for motorcycles in industrial zones. The association held discussions with Sindh local government minister Saeed Ghani, who conveyed that Chief Minister Murad Ali Shah had acknowledged the severity of the situation. Gujar added that trader associations had reached out to Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif, seeking federal intervention over the abrupt enforcement of the new regulations. The resolution of the dispute is expected to restore normalcy to the country's trade and transport operations, while setting the stage for improved road safety measures.